Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
All right, it's time for Hey, I was wondering questions. You get them to us. You get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. You can do it any number of ways. Text them 60123. You keep track of those, right, Viola?
Yeah.
Also, you can slide into any of our DMs, you know, with some unnecessary pictures. Violetta gets those all the time. It's
no,
weird.
No, I don't.
She likes text, them. You can email us, do whatever you want. This comes to us from Brittany. Hey, I was wondering, what do you guys need to do to get an updated signed picture hung at Portillo's? I was there this afternoon, and decorating the wall by the pickup area is a signed photo of Eric and of somebody else who used to be on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
I've seen that in a Portillo's, too.
Yeah, I do.
Since the show has taken on a new name and a better feel within the last 3 years, don't you think it's time to update the Portillo's pics? Just wondering. Thanks, Brittany. Yeah, you're right, Brittany. Probably is. I don't know how to go about doing that, though.
Send him a new picture?
We just call him, probably.
Do you?
Yeah.
Bring one over.
Who do you call?
Well, I can go there. I can go
just
to Portillo's.
Go to the front desk where you order your hot dog and your fries and go, hi, here's a signed picture of me.
Well,
can I change the one you have on the wall?
Well, I think so. I think we'll say, hey, can I talk to the manager?
I used to have the card. I should try to find it. Of the vice president of marketing or the president or the CEO or the senior vice president executive in charge of something.
Wow.
He's the one that sent over the chocolate cake.
Oh, he's the one.
Right.
We like him.
Remember, because I had ordered chocolate cake once in the drive-thru and I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And I was lamenting about the next day. So he sent a whole chocolate cake over. They're wonderful people at Portillo's.
Oh, they are. They're great.
Wonderful. And I know Dick Portillo used to listen, but I don't think he owns it anymore. I think they sold it to a big investment firm.
Oh, is that true?
Like right now, I think they sold it for so much. Dick is actually buying London.
That's good. That's a good move.
Right. But maybe we could work something out and get that updated.
For sure. I mean, I was just going to ask the guy that slops the beef on the sandwich to change it.
I thought they do it. They slop it.
Yeah. Mm. But I think.
Yum.
Yeah.
I think we can probably get to somebody who can make the change more easily and quickly. I think the slopping beef guy's got a lot on his plate right now.
He does.
What happens if we actually sent the picture with a frame and then we just went over there and took the old one off and we put the new one up?
All right, you do that. Why don't you just start going into all the Portillo's and changing those out?
All right.
And maybe we could get Big Karwowski on that.
Yeah, this will be great.
Yeah, it's great. Get that all updated and changed.
Why?
I love the enthusiasm. I love it.
I think this is really exciting. You know,
my biggest takeaway from all of this is now I can go to Portillo's for dinner tonight because it reminded me to do that.
Absolutely.
What a great Friday night choice.
That is such a good idea. Well, you better get in line now.
I know.
There is never a time when there's not a line around
the
building.
That's so true.
Ever.
It moves fast.
It really does
fast.
Move fast.
I agree,
I don't know how they
but
do it.
It's like amazing,
I know.
Though.
It really is. 312-233-1019. I wonder which one this was in.
I think it was the one downtown, but
downtown.
There's a new one coming at Elston and Kimball,
yeah,
so
right.
Maybe that one we can start
there's
fresh. We don't have to even change
out there.
Anything.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's find all this out. You ready for our top three today, Eric, in the morning list. Top three tempting whip vacation destinations for 2021. They say 74% of Americans and Canadians are saying, screw it. I can't live this way any longer. I'm leaving in 2021. I don't care what you say. I'm going somewhere. I'm taking vacation. Are you ready, Whip?
Yes.
These are yes or no, because you're the most conservative guy here who doesn't even want to leave your basement.
Right. My basement's great.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Yes or no. At number three, Carmella, your trip suggestion you think Whip would take?
I was thinking since he's a big coffee drinker, he would love to go to Colombia.
Colombia for a coffee tour, Whip. hop on a plane to Colombia for a coffee tour. Do you take it or do you not take it?
Yeah, just because it's creative and it deserves a mug, I'll go with why not. Yes.
So you would
sure,
go on that.
Yeah, bring me to Colombia.
I don't know if I would take that one.
Right, maybe Shakira
really?
Will be hanging out. Hang out with Shakira.
I'm actually asking you to be serious. I don't want you to do a comedy bit here.
I'm not
you
doing
would,
a comedy bit.
You would take that?
Does it have to be right now or could it be
yes.
anytime? Well, then, yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah. No, I want her to win a mug, so yes.
That's not what we're doing.
Okay.
Aww.
Yes,
I'm
taking it. Yes,
if they came today and put it on your desk, you go. But you have to head to the airport today to go to Colombia.
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, so
I don't believe him.
No, I want to taste the.
He wouldn't go to London for a Premier League soccer game, but he'll go. The flight of Columbia.
London's under a lot of new restrictions right now. I don't know if you're up on this, but so London specifically, but Columbia, I have no idea what's going on. So sure, why not? I'll wear a mask. I'll wear two masks.
If you have no idea what's going on, you of all people with no idea would definitely not do it.
Columbia, here
all right.
I come.
All right. All right. Okay.
Columbia.
So Columbia, yes.
Columbia.
You just never know with that.
I actually want your honest answers. I don't want a whip bit here.
That's not a bit. I think that was very creative, and I want her to have a mug, and I'll go. I hadn't thought of it. It's a new thought.
You believe him?
Yes.
You believe him?
I think he genuinely thinks that if it's fine there, he's going to go. Okay. He would go.
All right. At number two, Vicky, your whip trip that he would take.
Okay, so I also went with the coffee theme, but I thought he might like to go to Canton, Massachusetts. That's the headquarters of Dunkin' Donuts, so he could even just drive there.
Yeah, no, I'm in. I'm 100% in on that. The fall colors, the nice road trip, a little bit of Massachusetts air.
So
yeah.
You would go to Canton, Massachusetts to the Dunkin' headquarters.
Yes, I'm there.
I could see that for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure?
Yeah.
You would hop in the car today and drive there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, especially.
You'd have to stay at, like, you know, a Holiday Inn somewhere in Pittsburgh. I guess you wouldn't have. Yeah, you would. Pittsburgh on the way. You comfortable?
That's I could work that out. Maybe I'll sleep in the car.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally. In at number one. Hold on. This isn't really going the way I thought. I still think Whip's doing bits.
No bits.
In at number one, your trip takes him where, Jane?
Backstage pass at a Coldplay concert.
Oh
yeah, I'm definitely there.
Right, come on, what do you think? I think he might do.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime. I could die the next day. I don't even care.
Okay,
I'm
how
good.
About this? How about this? What's the biggest hot spot in America right now? Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
No, I think I'm okay.
You got to go to Milwaukee, but you get to see Coldplay go backstage.
Nah, you know
in
what?
In Milwaukee.
I changed my mind.
Really?
Anywhere but Milwaukee.
You've won anyway, Jane.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Good job. Yeah. Anywhere but Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't miss this kind of stuff. Fun. Saw this on Instagram, and... that is an excellent question. An excellent question. Hi there, Christina.
Hi.
Let me ask you this question, okay?
Yeah.
If 2020, which we told you would be the topic, if 2020 was a person, what side of your family would they be from? Your mom's side or your dad's side?
For sure, my mom's side.
Your mom's side. 2020 would definitely be from your mom's side.
That is a funny question.
Not even close, huh? Yeah, you have the big family gathering. You're like, 2020's here from mom's side. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to make sure I had that
right. Oh, man. That's the trouble side,
huh? If 2020 was a person, what side of your family would they be from? Melissa?
Definitely my mom's side.
Mom's side. Not even close.
Not even close.
Okay, that's two moms.
Yeah.
Whip. If 2020
so
was a person.
Weird of a question.
I know. If 2020 was your relative.
Yeah.
What side of the family would they be from? Uncle 2020 is on your mom's side or your dad's side?
God. I'm going to have to go with my mom's side.
Well, that's another mom's side. Wow.
Although it's pretty close.
It's close?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Violetta, if 2020 was a person. Are they from Bronco's side
so
or Vera's side?
This is so random.
Man. Hands down, I think it's got to be Bronco. He's
dad's side.
Yeah, he's the crazy side.
Dad's side.
What about your side?
It is tough. It is tough. I might have to go dad's side.
Okay.
All right.
My mom is sweet. She comes from sweet people.
We pulled 10 people ahead of time. They had no clue what the question was going to be. That's what was posed to them. So, you know, if 2020 was a person. Wasn't a year, it was a person, it was a relative. It would be on your mom's side or your dad's side. What do you think the majority said? Where do the weird people come from? Mom's sides or dad's sides?
Man, this is tough, but because we had three here on the show, I'll just go mom. Mom.
Pulled 10 people.
So, sorry. 60% mom.
Anybody else?
How about 90% mom?
Anybody else?
80% mom. No, I meant dad.
One of you is correct, and it's not obviously not Violetta.
I didn't
listen to my answer. Our wonderful answer is correct.
Like 80% mom, and I'm like, what? I'm a dad.
I don't know. I just was following their lead. I don't know what I was saying.
60% chose mom.
Aha. Okay.
Mom side of 2020 was a person. Top three things trending on Twitter. Violetta's got them in at number three.
We're starting off with Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco. They dropped their new song called Lonely, along with the music video starring Jacob Tremblay.
And I really like Benny Blanco, too.
You're all right? Great. I don't know. Yeah.
Confirming
you're having
yes.
a yeah seizure there. Are you okay? I wasn't. Just
I
a
listen,
comment.
I know. I listened to the song for a second. Well,
yeah. Yeah.
She was trying to think if you were right that you actually like him or not.
Right. That's just a comment.
I didn't hear him in the song, so that's why I don't know.
Gotcha.
His
part is in the
song.
He's subtle that way. He's so good, he doesn't even realize he's in the song.
I don't care enough that I'm going to listen that closely. I just said I like him. What else you got?
He's got a cool name. Yeah. It's a sad, slow song. Justin says it's hard for him to even listen to the song because it takes him back to a very tough time.
Oh, that's the best art sometimes, right? Best art.
But he says, I do think it's important to be vulnerable, and that's why I'm sharing this.
All right.
Yep.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
More music news. Lana Del Rey is trending. She has a new song out called Let Me Love You Like a Woman, another very slow song that never picks up.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Wait for that. And she wrote that right after she broke up with Styx Larkin.
Right. She has not gotten over that, but it's a lot of good material.
Yeah. And when Live PD was still around.
I don't think she was very nice to him.
I don't think so either.
No.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
JJ Redick, the basketball player, tweeted out, what's the best basketball movie of all time? Taking the top spot from fans is...
Hoosiers.
No.
Surprisingly not.
White Men Can't Jump.
No.
Space Jam.
No.
Really?
What? It's Coach Carter with Samuel L. Jackson. The 2005 movie was based on a true story and is apparently everybody's favorite.
I love Samuel L. Jackson, but I don't remember Coach Carter.
I missed that one, too.
What was number two?
Oh, we don't have that. It's
Space
just the
Jam's
got to
be in there.
No, Space Jam's not even a basketball sports
movie. Come on.
It's
yes,
a cartoon.
It is. How about basketball?
It's basketball.
LeBron's remaking it.
Space Jam is a sports movie? You would put it in the same category of like Return of the Titans or whatever it is.
So
remember
along
the Titans.
With that,
remember
the Titans. That's football. Glory Road is there, and so is White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah, a little Woody Harrelson, Wesley Snipes.
Right.
So those are the top three.
No Hoosiers?
No.
What's this world coming to?
Oh, my God.
No Space Jam either.
Bunch of stories coming out about how divorces are way up, but engagements are way up as well. So the beginnings and the ends.
Oh,
yeah.
Very hot during COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very hot.
A lot of changes.
And a lot of proposals that have gone hilariously wrong. Marriage proposal fails as groom falls off boat mid-proposal. Whoops. Woman's attempt to get dog to pose with engagement ring goes wrong. Anybody listening who had a proposal that, you know, was less than perfect? Yes. Hi, Kate.
Hiya.
What happened?
Well, that sounds great. What happened?
My husband knelt down to propose, opened the ring box, and the box was empty.
Oh, what?
What happened? Where was it?
Yeah.
It got stuck underneath the cushion. It got knocked loose. So, yeah, I just looked at him and I said, there's nothing there.
Oh, no, that's so awkward. Oh, my God.
It's like so a awkward. Lot like the future of our relationship if this doesn't go
God.
Well. There won't be much here if I can't get this right. Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep. You think you might take a quick check in there before you'd open it for the big moment, right?
Yeah, make sure it looks
a quick double
just
check.
Right.
Yeah.
Nervous.
Well, and he's probably thinking, like, where'd it go? Oh, my God, I lost it.
Yeah. Scary stuff. Less than ideal proposal, Ed.
So this was a couple of years ago, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was so honed in on making sure I said my now wife's name correctly that I decided to kneel down asking the question, didn't realize that there's a broken piece of beer bottle on the ground, and it gave me 10 stitches on my knee.
Oh, no. What? The kneel results in stitches. Does your wife have a difficult name? You're afraid you'd pronounce it incorrectly or forget it altogether?
I was just so nervous that I was going to forget to say her middle name.
Ah, you wanted the whole thing. You're going to roll it out, you know, like she's in court.
Right, super proper. You know,
and they give you the whole name,
right,
sure.
Right, right, right.
10 Sweet. Stitches. So now you have a scar that you can show people when you tell the story, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a memorable war wound.
There you go.
Were you able to get it out? You know,
no, they had to take tweezers and pull out the shrapnel.
Oh, God. Yeah. Wait, yeah. Where were you that there was broken bottles on the floor?
By Navy Pier.
Right, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I was like, what fancy
bar
did
you propose
in?
Well, now that it's closed, they've got plenty of time to clean up all the broken bottles.
That's true.
That's great.
Always look down.
Kneeling down. Forgetting names. Dogs swallowing rings. Falling off boats. You know, if Paul from Wicked Tuna might be watching that as the guy fell off the boat, what might he sound like, Whip?
Giant bluefin, party of three, calling the bluefin, party of three.
There he is.
Oh, my God. He sounds like Chris Farley.
Yeah. 312-233-1019. What did they used to do when you first started dating that they don't do anymore? Everybody in here thinks men stop doing the good stuff first.
Right.
Maybe, guys, you'd like to, I don't know, stand up for yourself. She stopped a couple of things, too. Like, for example, Whip, you like your back rubbed?
Oh, yeah.
Did your wife do that at the beginning?
Yeah, I think so.
You can't even remember?
No.
All right.
It's been so long.
Not doing it so much now.
That's
See?
Right.
There you go. There's an example. 312-233-1019. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Used to do it at the beginning of the relationship, not so much anymore.
Well, he would send me flowers, and then the very first Valentine's Day, he gave me a yellow rose and said every year we were together, he would add another yellow rose. We've been married 27 years. I got one yellow rose.
I made it 1 year. It was a good idea.
Okay. Just
power that down for 26.
So much for that.
Speaking of 26, Gwen, how old are you?
I'm 26.
See how well that worked? How long have you been in your relationship?
3 years. We just got married 3 months ago.
Oh,
congratulations. When you first started dating, what did he used to do for you that he doesn't do anymore?
He used to cook me dinner, and then we moved in together, and now he just kind of expects me to do it.
Ah, see, yeah. Like, I set the tone to get us to this point. Now I'm handing the cooking baton over to you.
Yes.
So no more romantic dinners?
No.
Do you feel like he's reached the point, or maybe you have too, that most relationships reach where you don't feel the need to impress each other any longer?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's normal, though.
Yeah. Hi there. Thank you, Gwen. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. What did he used to do at the beginning of the relationship that he doesn't do anymore?
He used to give me foot rubs every night.
Foot rubs every night.
Every night? You're so lucky.
How long did it last?
Maybe about a year and a half, and then it stopped.
Oh, a year and a half?
I actually think that's a victory. That's I was going to say, maybe a couple of weeks.
Spread that out for a lifetime. I mean, that's a lot of fun.
Nice run right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
When would you say it's the last time you had a rub?
Maybe a good over a year ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What happens if you asked for one or begged for one? Would you get one?
Maybe.
But it would last about 90 seconds?
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah. Now, in turn, to be fair, Katie, how long have you been in this relationship?
Almost 8 years.
Were there things that you used to do for him that that you have powered down?
I used to actually go and actually see him for lunch once a week, and I haven't done that in a while either.
You don't have a clue where he's at lunch anymore. Yeah. I'm not even certain he eats anymore.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you know, early on in the relationship, Lynn, you do things for love that you don't do anymore.
I guess.
For example.
My husband used to shave his back. I didn't know he was so hairy.
Oh, so he used to do it not necessarily for you, but for you. He'd do it to himself for you.
Yes. He has an apparatus that's called a man groomer that I didn't even know he owned.
Oh, really? How long into the relationship was it before you realized, my God, you have a hairy back. You've let it go.
It was after we got married.
You didn't know till then?
Yeah. Wow. He's like, I got her locked down. Yeah, now exactly. She can know Dog's everything.
Wow.
He even asked me to shave his back. Oh.
He kept the man groomer secret from you until you were married.
Yes, he does.
And then he's like, now look what you've married into.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
I guess she calls it an apparatus.
I know.
Run your fingers through this over here.
Oh, my God.
It's time for Mixed Morning Mindbender. Who's clumsy? The clumsiest and most accident-prone people have these names. I've got the list of men, And the list of women, you've asked for the women. A woman with this name has been deemed the clumsiest. Your clue was she is the wife of a high-profile mix artist that causes me to cringe, and also she steals the weighted blanket every night. Okay. That's what he says. Who might we be talking about, Amy?
That would be Haley.
That's who that would be.
Okay.
Haley it is. All right. Haley Baldwin. There it is.
Hey.
Haley. Haley. Or now Haley Bieber.
Yep.
Haley Bieber. Yep. She's the clumsiest. She's the clumsiest. Amy, I'm looking on here to see if you've made the list. Are you clumsy?
Not really.
No?
I have four kids, and my oldest tends to be the clumsiest one, and her name's Chelsea.
Let me look for that. Nope. Taylor comes in second place on the clumsy list for women. Taylor. While Linda, Barbara, and Kimberly are followed behind second through fifth place, then Mary, Angela, Deborah, Gabrielle, and Louise round out your top ten.
Louise.
Justin Bieber says that he has one complaint about married life. I love the fact that we get to wake up next to each other every morning. That'd be him and Haley. No matter how bad the day was before, something I don't like is that Haley steals the weighted blanket from me every night. Yeah, which causes him to be lonely. Also, you want the list of the men's names for the clumsiest men?
Yeah.
Whip somebody in your house.
Oh, really? Let's hear it.
As the clumsy man name.
Wow.
Who do you think it is?
Kyle?
That is exactly right.
Okay.
I'm surprised you know his kids' names.
Yeah, that's very nice, Eric.
What'd you say there, Violet?
I didn't know your son's name.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, I do, but you don't, but yet you're making fun of me.
Well, I just thought it was funny since I didn't know.
Kyle tops the list of male names with Blake, Brian, Ryan, and Daniel. Rounding out your top five.
There, Whip.
Also in the top 10 for male names were Mark, Bob, Samuel, William, and James.
Oh, James.
Clumsy, clumsy men.
Friday, bride day, bridezilla stories on the way. Just as much fun as croquet. Friday, bride day, oh yeah.
Friday, bride day. The bride says, so I got my wedding dress, and my fiancé took it out of our house over to his mom's house, and my future mother-in-law and future sister-in-law decided it was time to take turns trying it on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
That'll strain a relationship, right?
Right.
Which, I don't know that we've ever talked about the strained sister-in-law relationship. Until now. Hi, right. Courtney.
Hi.
Hi, your strange or strained sister-in-law relationship is what?
Yes, both. So my sister-in-law came over to my two-year-old's birthday party, has never been to my house, and she made a comment that my house does not look like a $400,000 house.
Uh-huh.
She said it's nice, but she would never spend $400,000 yet.
Oh, my gosh. What
That's hilarious.
So your sister-in-law feels as though you overpaid for your home in her amateur real estate opinion.
Exactly, and she lives in a trailer in Cortland. So.
Oh,
had to get that one in.
Certain it's a very nice trailer.
Yes.
In Cortland.
I'm sure that the sister-in-law was just concerned about your overspending. Yeah, she's concerned for you.
Let's do this. You're right over there, Melissa? What
are
you chugging?
Just like,
so uncomfortable.
Melissa's like chugging a beer now. What are you doing?
It totally like made me really feel awkward. I was like, I need a
little
something.
Oh, you better start
drinking.
Hi, Paul.
Yikes.
Your strange or strained sister-in-law relationship.
Yeah, kind of on the other end of the spectrum. My sister-in-law is so cheap. She has, like, Home Depot buckets of soy sauce packets and ketchup packets from fast food places. And, you know, if we have, like, a family get-together, she whips out the Ziploc bag right away before we even start eating so she can get all the leftovers.
My goodness.
So when you go to her house and... I don't know. Let's suppose you order some Chinese food that you've obviously paid for because she's not going to. Does she pull out the bucket of soy sauce packets for everyone to use?
Well, she goes through whatever the place brought, and then she'll whip out the bucket of soy sauce packets.
At least she shares it.
Those are big buckets, too, the Home Depot ones.
Yeah. I'm guessing she's also the kind that steals soaps from hotels still, right?
Yeah,
and the little shampoos?
She does.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I see on Melissa's face right now when I brought up the soaps and shampoos. You can see on Melissa's face this.
Like,
what?
What's wrong with that? Those are really nice.
They're fantastic. The Mix. It's story time. Not just any story time. It's Friday story time. Two people that aren't together, Jay Cutler is reportedly not happy that Kristen Cavallari is moving on with comedian Jeff Dye, as seen here in Chicago in the Fulton Market District making out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How exciting.
What is he? Is Jay,
Cutty's not happy about it.
Okay. He wasn't happy about much, though, ever.
Well, you know, it's even if he was the one who broke up or she broke up or whatever, just that initial seeing your ex making out with some random dude.
Yeah.
You know, that makes you go,
no, it makes you very upset.
That's
weird. I'm on Team Jay.
It's not easy to see. Yeah.
Pumpkin and bat ravioli are finally back at Costco, Melissa. Your Halloween dinner is set.
All right.
Yeah, so you can get pumpkin and bat ravioli, go over to Costco, and on your way home, swing by Aldi because their $13 Cabernet has nabbed the top prize at the annual wine show.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
That's not the first time they've had those good wines there that are...
I've heard Aldi wine is highly coveted.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. They sell out fast.
And it's inexpensive.
Yep, $13 for that bottle right there of Cabernet. 63% of Americans now support ending daylight savings time, which I believe begins in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or
yeah,
actually,
November 1st.
The end of daylight savings
time. Right, yeah, we're in it now, right? Yeah.
Do you think that'll ever happen?
Yep.
You do think they're going to end up switching it?
Yeah, at some point. Well, 63% of Americans are saying, yes, let's do it eventually.
I think it's the state-by-state problem is what we run into there. Yeah.
In Serbia, they don't acknowledge it.
Well, there you go.
We should take that as a trend.
Actually, they should probably use that as in their arguments. Listen, in Serbia.
Right. Yeah. I don't care what Kansas wants. Right.
Look what
Serbia
is
doing.
Yeah, because most of the time we're 7 hours apart.
That's
now we're
only
six.
Can't even keep track.
I know.
Detroit woman falls asleep on flight, wakes up to pastor peeing on her.
Oh, God.
What? Yep. A well-known pastor from North Carolina is accused of peeing on a sleeping woman in the backseat of a Delta plane as she returned to Detroit from Vegas.
Oh, God.
There he goes, from Vegas. So the pastor might have been down there tearing it up in Vegas and mistook the last row for the bathroom.
Okay, so it was an accident.
I don't think he was doing it on purpose because he knows he's going to jail. Alicia Beverly had just spent a great time in Vegas and could not wait to get home on Monday. They were on a red-eye flight. Pretty much everyone was asleep, including her. Alicia said she was curled up in the back seat next to her sister when suddenly she woke to the feeling of something happening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This should scar you for life. Don't you think?
I jump up and I see his private area and I scream and that woke everybody up. By that time, wait, you expect her not to see that? He's peeing. By the time I actually looked at him and see him shake himself off. Which I believe, isn't that a smash hit from Taylor Swift?
One of Taylor Swift's biggest.
Shake yourself
absolutely.
Off, I think.
Yeah.
I can't.
Shake yourself off.
Again, Taylor Swift is like, please do not associate me with this.
I'm like, this man just peed on me. I look and there's a puddle of pee in the seats. Alicia said after being treated like a bathroom, she sat in the wet clothes for several hours before landing at Detroit Metro. The pastor was taken into custody but hasn't been charged yet. The FBI handles these incidents in the air, and they will make a decision on specifically what charges he'll face.
Okay.
After all that, you end up back in Detroit.
Yeah, on top of it all. Yeah. There's no way to live.
And
other shocking news, a shoplifter, literally shocking, tases the Walmart greeter in Bellingham, Washington.
That's not nice.
Yeah, the world has gone absolutely insane.
Yeah.
A shoplifter was recently arrested for tasing the Walmart greeter, Gavin Ruckle. Was attempting to leave the store without paying. When a Walmart greeter tried to stop him, so Gavin tased him. Gavin's now facing charges. Carjacking fails after crooks can't drive stick shift.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be careful. If you're a carjacker, I mean, you got to select carefully.
you
should probably know your vehicles ahead of time.
You got to know your skills as a carjacker and somebody being able to drive.
Could you imagine
know your limitations.
Getting in and you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, right. Nothing you can do. All right, you can have it back. My bad.
Forget it.
I was just kidding.
My bad. I'll move on to Violetta's car, which is right behind me in the valet line.
Yeah.
In an update, a UK man, it's not peeing on, but it's close. A UK man has been charged with assault after farting in an Uber.
Yeah,
man.
One, huh?
Well, if you're an Uber driver, you're like, you're damn right that was assault. you're not kidding. Well, you got to figure out a way. He behaved in an unattractive manner that night, said the defense lawyer. The odoriferous incident recently occurred last year. James Mallett, who's 35, let it rip in the back of a ride while on his way to a local nightclub with three other people.
Oh, no.
That was the final straw for the Uber driver, who had allegedly suffered abuse at the hands of other passengers similar to this. Everybody keeps farting in my car. He called the cops. The guy was charged.
Yeah,
they can actually charge you for that, huh?
Yep, and in another sign of the times, Rent-A-Reindeer business sees bookings crash as Christmas events are canceled left and right.
Oh,
Yeah.
But the reindeer are so fun to have at events.
Well, maybe you should rent them, rent a couple of them, Melissa, and try to support the industry.
Yeah. Huh.
The owner of a rent-a-reindeer business says coronavirus restrictions have caused bookings to crash this Christmas. With 110 reindeer, he says, George Richardson, this could be one of the most difficult years he's ever experienced.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, reindeers are sweet animals. It is a trending on Twitter update, our second peek to find out what everybody else is talking about. Mm-hmm. Top three things at the social media desk is Violetta. You ready?
Yes.
At number three.
I don't know how we missed this yesterday, but it was National Cheese Curd Day.
Oh,
and
man.
It is still trending today because people are picking their best and favorite places in Chicago to go. We have the Bad Apple on Lincoln, Public House downtown, and then Commonwealth Tavern on Roscoe. Those I looked up online. They're like making my stomach growl.
Oh,
they're
man.
So crispy.
You know, up in Wisconsin, so I go to Gordy's every now and then. Mm. And I sat down at the bar at Gordy's, and I was going to order the curds.
Yeah.
You know, I love the curds. And I said to the bartender, I go, are the curds any good? He goes, let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
I'm a curd guy. Yeah. I grew up here. I know curds. I've tried every curd there is to try.
Yeah.
These are the best curds. I'm like, bring them on.
Gordy's? Okay, I got to write that
and
down.
Bring them on. They're great.
Were they the best curds?
I've never had a bad curd. So, yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
And let the sucking up to your boss start because today is National Bosses Day. And that's trending. Oh, cool.
Yay.
Eric, did I mention you look really nice today?
Yeah. And trending on Twitter. Number one.
Curiosity is getting the best of people on Twitter. Dunkin's new spicy ghost pepper donut is on fire.
Whip bought one this morning.
I want to try it.
The Dunkin' guy I was out with last night. It's like, it's got a kick, man. It's got a kick.
Yeah.
We don't want to even serve them to kids. That's got a zip, a zing.
So it's a classic yeast donut with strawberry-flavored icing. It's going to feature
Break
some
it up
cayenne.
Into some pieces so everybody can try a little bit there.
It's going to feature some cayenne and ghost pepper, and it's topped with some red sugar and a drizzly look.
A strange twist, a flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's his birthday today, Whip. He's 58.
Oh, he looks great.
Yeah. It's also John Mayer's birthday today.
Did you lick the one you gave me? It's got it's missing some frosting.
All right, has anybody had it yet?
No. Are we going to try it?
Smells good.
Yeah.
All right, try it.
Let's see if it's got a little zip, little bite, little kick.
Oh, what, yeah? Oh, ow. Oh, I haven't tried it yet. What are you guys thinking?
I got nothing.
Oh, that's hot.
Really?
I got nothing.
You guys.
Okay, now I'm feeling it.
Holy cow, it's all in the pink.
If I had a nickel.
Oh,
there it
God.
Is. Live music is coming back to Chicago. There he is right there, Fits in the Tantrums. They will be tomorrow night at Lakeshore Drive-In over by Adler Planetarium, the outdoor performance. And remember, it was an All Fits Friday last Friday. We gave away tickets every hour on the show. Okay, not tickets. We gave away parking spots.
They were parking spots.
So you pull your car up.
Yeah.
All four of you are in your car.
Yep.
Fitz puts on a great show. They got big video boards, great sound system. They've been doing this kind of stuff over there for a couple of weekends now, but, you know, it's great to see live music back on the road.
We'll take it.
And Fitz joins us. He's on the road right now in Columbus. Fitz, you're like the only guy out there doing this stuff.
I know. Some days I'm like, I hope I'm not the canary in the coal mine, but you know what? For a band like ours, you know, we just live and breathe. We love playing live more than anything, so the last 6 months has been really hard, so to get back out and play even in some weird, socially distant way, I'll take it. It's better than nothing. We did a couple in California, and I actually had a ton of fun.
Well, that's great.
Good.
Tomorrow night, the weather here in Chicago actually won't be too bad for mid-October, but have you performed in cold weather situations before?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think we played Minneapolis outdoor in December, so
Whoa.
I think...
Wow.
I think I'm prepared for it. I you know, please, what'll be, like 50, 45?
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah, you got this. It's fine.
That's nothing. And how long have you been out on the road now? I know you're in Columbus. Did you do a show there? Or are you doing a show there? How often or how many have you done?
We are here tonight. We're doing a show tonight, and then we're coming to you guys tomorrow, early morning style. And we've done, this will be our fourth or fifth one of these. You know, we did Red Rocks in Colorado with...
Nice.
For people that don't know, one of the most beautiful venues in the world holds 9,000 people. We sold it out not this summer, but the summer before that, we come back, we're playing in front of 175
wow,
people.
That's different.
To take you back to your roots a little bit, where you know when it all began, is that, do you get flashbacks to that?
Yeah, you know, those were long days, but you know what? It was still great, you know, 175 people, and they were streaming it worldwide and stuff. It was still an amazing time. And just honestly, all of these shows, one of the most incredible parts of that is to see how much joy people are experiencing from changing the routine of COVID-19 and getting out into the world a little and doing something that even somewhat resembles normal again, you know?
Hey, Fitz, some artists have said that during the pandemic, they didn't know what to do with themselves like everybody else because it was such a routine disruptor, but they were able to do some writing. And were you able to do that? You got any new stuff that you've cooked up in this period?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I was like, when I got home, I was like, I'm gonna do something with this time. So I started writing, and the more I wrote songs, kind of realized that it was kind of coinciding with this isolation and this solo journey, and I actually ended up making an entire solo record.
Wow.
And the first single from that solo record actually is coming out next Wednesday, and it's called Head Up High. Yeah, it's my first solo record, and it's pretty incredible. I'm excited.
Oh, all right, well, we'll be on the lookout for it. It's going to be Fitz and the Tantrums tomorrow night, Lakeshore Drive-In over by Adler Planetarium. What we once took for granted, we now treasure. Live music is back in Chicago. You are the trendsetter leading the way. Fitz, we appreciate the time.
No, thanks so much, guys. Look forward to it.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.